Hearing the name Giovanni Enrique Albicastro and listening to his music, one would presume that he was an Italian composer. But no, Albicastro was born in Bavaria and christened Johann Heinrich von Weizenberg. But this was a time when Italian music was in fashion, so Weizenberg used an Italianized version of his name as a pseudonym. Albicastro was not a musician by profession. Instead, he spent most of his day astride a horse. He was a captain of the cavalry in the Dutch Republican Army in the War of the Spanish Succession. His passion was for music, though, and he was the leader of the orchestra at the University of Leiden in the 1680s. He must have travelled widely, for the university records describe him as previously studying music in Vienna. Though he called himself a dilettante or amateur, his compositions show that he was something of a virtuoso violinist. His violin sonatas include arpeggiated passages, double stopping, and tricky bowing. The published compositions which have survived include those violin sonatas and some trio sonatas. His string concertos, opus 7, are distinctly Italianate in nature and show the influence of Corelli. I've often confessed on this program that I have a weakness for sequences, so I've chosen the finale from Albicastro's first concerto, which has got indulgent strings of descending sequences. It's played here by Collegium Marianum under Vaclav Lux. To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.